Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. For those of you that were listening to the last hour, I forgot to tell you we'll be right back. So we're back. Here we are. Thank you all for tuning us in and turning us on. We have an announcement that we're going to be making, and that is that we are going to be broadcasting here at a different venue, and those times will be to come. It's going to be a nighttime venue. So we want to thank all of you for your support. We've got a lot of juicy things planned. I want to thank all of you for tuning in to Transformation Talk Radio as well. We have got a great show for you today. Awakening to one's unique purpose and destiny, living in a time of radical shift with my friend, colleague, Dr. Jean Houston. Now, many of you already know that Dr. Jean will be presenting at the upcoming Women of Wisdom conference. And, you know, here's what I want to say. I could sit and introduce her and talk about all the books, 25 plus published books that she's done. I could talk about all of the speeches she's done, this scholar, this philosopher, this researcher. But here's the thing that I got to experience personally by being in the presence of this phenomenal teacher. I got to explore the questions in my life that were too hard for me to ask myself. And I got to participate in a 10-day intensive with her, which I'm sure she'll talk a little bit about. But when you step into the arena with someone like Dr. Jean Houston, you can bet that your life will change. You'll think about what your world currently is, and then you'll think about what your purpose and destiny might be in the future months and years to come. I know that happened for me. And I will tell you, I was probably about as unclear as you could get about my life. All the things I thought were going to be, I had to walk away from. But that allowed me to say yes to the unexpected. So I am so honored and I am so absolutely thrilled to have Dr. Jean Houston joining me here today. We're going to talk about what this means to awaken, and we're going to talk about what she is doing to provide a platform for all of you, all of us, to step into our true purpose and our destiny in a time where none of what's going on in the outside world may make sense. Jean, thank you for joining us today. It's so great to have you on the show.
Well, it's lovely to be back with you, Dr. Pat. I always enjoy being with you. You always interact with the most evocative and astonishing questions so that one never really knows where one's going or how to get there, but somehow it all comes together into a whole new way.
You know, let's start
you
with
are
one.
Not boring God.
Well, let's start with one of these questions, and mm-hmm. really it comes from the place that I got to explore the first time I really met you in person. You know, can we actually get any more confused than what we seem to be these days? And, you know, can we truly see the pathway out of the confusion, out of this bubbling over of stuff that may not make any sense to us? Losing our homes, losing our jobs, trying to keep track of the stock market. You know, Time Magazine's Person of the Year being the protester. Where do we begin, Jean?
Well, you know, I'm going to begin with physics. How about that?
I love physics. I love the way you I actually love the way you talk about physics. Well, I don't love physics.
Ilya Prigogine won the Nobel Prize in 1977 for a theory that I think applies to your question. He showed how out of chaos, you need a certain level of chaos for anything to unfold and grow. And he was using gaseous molecules to show that when things are in a state of chaos, they then sort of become very available and open to new possibilities. And then they bring in more kinds of energies. And then that becomes even more confusing. And they bring in more energies and more. And then suddenly, whoop, it leaps to a whole new order, a higher order of reality. And that's true of philosophies. It's true of politics. It's true of, for goodness sakes, traffic systems. And it's true of our minds. I mean, do we have a sufficiency of chaos and confusion? You bet we certainly do. Do we have a kind of strange seeking, searching? I mean, the people who are listening to this program are unquestionably seekers, doubters, explorers, adventurers, desirers, people in a state of yearning. This is driving them, as in the Prigogine hypothesis, to a whole new order that, if they trust it, can actually come together into a different, if you will, a different destiny, a different way of being, a different possibility for their life. Because it's not simply their life that's in this tremendous transitional stage. It is the life of the world. Because, let's face it, if we do not do something to repattern our lives, our societies, our world, the human experiment that essentially resulted in your life but began 7 billion years ago with the Big Bang, or the Big Bounce, could actually pretty much die out for humanity within the next 150 to 200 years. But that's about all the time we have. But it is also a time of extraordinary opportunity, remarkable time of really taking on our higher humanity and what I'm calling our deeper purpose, our deeper destiny. It's almost a kind of time of second genesis. We've sort of run out of fuel on the first genesis, and now we are co-creating with whatever you wish to call it, the universe, the great field, God, to create another order of humanity. And I am finding this all over the world. You know, I've worked in 107 countries. And intensely in 40 cultures. In fact, I'm just back from the United Nations. But we find that this is a phenomena. People are yearning. They are in a state of loss and confusion. And yet something bright and ebullient and beautiful is trying to come through.
Well, I mean, you know, let's talk about bright and beautiful for a minute in the context of what you just said. And, you know, I'm really struck by the whole Occupy Wall Street movement.
Yes.
Because for years, Gene, I mean, you know, I don't want to date myself, but I remember growing up and being one of those protesters and having signs and doing a whole bunch of things that made sense to me. And now to see this energy, how do you describe this? How would you describe
it? It is the refreshment of people power.
Oh, wow.
And I'm very much involved with it, too. You know, ever since it began, almost every day I get a call from somewhere in the world, protester, somehow it got out, you know, in the ethernets or through Facebook or whatever, that I was helping people to, you know, go beyond protest or being against the banksters or whatever you want to call them. And really, what are they for? What is the clarification they need to discover that they've got this tremendous new energy, both personally and collectively, and it needs to go somewhere? So I've been using various processes. I mean, sometimes I train whole groups that are sitting down somewhere in really rethinking their power, their people power, and their own personal power, and taking it somewhere.
You know, it's really interesting. I went back to the East Coast for the holidays, and boy, do I get a whole different sense of things. And, of course, this show is being played out of our Rhode Island, Connecticut, New York affiliate as well.
Yes.
But here's the thing that came to mind for me, and I wanted to ask you about this. I was sitting down, and I was, you know, we were listening to the news, because, you know, the family does that.
You have
the news.
An Italian family,
yeah,
don't you?
Yeah, the whole family, right, does that. Watch the news. Here's the thing. Big controversy over whether or not the nurses at, I won't mention the hospital, a major hospital, should protest and refuse to go into work. And it was interesting because I looked at that and I said, I understand why they're protesting. They're protesting because their health benefits are going to be taken away from them.
That's right.
And here they are as nurses. And so the whole contingency of nurses said, no, 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 that's not fair. You know, is this part of the energy? You know, we went back and forth about that where the, you know, members of the family said, well, wait a minute. All of our health benefits are going away. But, you know, there's something very ironic about people that are in the medical profession, right, losing health benefits.
Well, the irony is rife in the land, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
I mean, real idiocy in terms of social structures, governance, etc. What I find, however, that is happening literally worldwide, certainly in this country in a very big way, and it's in our face, is that there is a rising of the last stand of the old orders.
Oh, wow.
You know, in its demonic and even, well, maybe that's too strong, but its pathological sense. It is the sunset effect of the old order. And, of course, the sun just blares out all over the horizon before it goes down, doesn't it?
It does.
And that's what we're seeing in some of the stupidities that are being promulgated. And with this, of course, you have a point at which the people in general, cannot stand it anymore, and they do rise up. And if you think you saw a lot last year, you just watch what's going to happen this year. And I'm always right about these things.
Yes, you are.
I get prophetic about civilization and culture. But you're going to see so many, stands, and the Occupy movement is now, it's being generated through what we used to think of as, you know, stable, fairly conservative people. And it isn't just the standing up for what you're losing. It's standing up for the loss of the of the trustworthiness,
right,
of the old forms, and they are dying. They have to die. Look, what have you got now? You know, as the great civilizations in the fourth millennium B.C. grew up along the rivers, the Yangtze, the Tigris, Euphrates, the Nile, so what is happening now is a whole new order of culture and civilization is growing up along the great riverbeds of the Internet. And this, I believe, is starting the very matrix, the very beginnings of the infrastructure of what may be a true world civilization with high, high individuation of culture. Because cultures nowadays, instead of losing themselves, they're becoming more rather than less. Because you can find your tribe, you know, on the Internet or whatever. We are in literally, what you and I have discussed in the past, whole system transition. I mean, other times in history thought they were it. They are wrong. This is it. Now, my big issue is how do we begin to deepen, accelerate, refine, grow our potentials, our capacities to be worthy stewards of this, the most critical time in human history?
Let's hold that thought, because when I want to talk about that when we come back.
Good.
Because not only is that a question, how can we, but the question then is, you know, what is available to us to sort of accelerate the process? That's why Dr. Jean Houston does what she does. When we come back, we'll be talking about, you know, what she has created, what awakening really means, and really tackle this question. Yeah, can you find your life's purpose in this lifetime? Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Real, profound, and inspiring conversations with two passionate Canadian women on a mission to spread and infuse the essence of gratitude around the world. Experience our Gratitude Living Boutique at explorationgratitude.com and express abundance in all areas of life using our 365 messages of gratitude journal, mandala, and our origami box. Plant the seed of gratitude and watch it transform all that it touches. Are you ready to let gratitude emerge from your hearts? Visit explorationgratitude.com.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
None of us enter a marriage with the goal of leaving it. Divorce and separation is heartbreaking. Disappointment, despair, loss of identity, and fear are normal, even if the divorce is amicable. It is possible to divorce or separate with dignity and respect. SoulWorks Coaching empowers you to go through a divorce with soul. You come to see the possibilities being created for you. You get to step out of your marriage and into a new relationship with yourself and your life. Contact them today at 617-328-7113 or by email at coachmonique@verizon.net. And visit their website, soulworkscoaching.com. Give yourself this gift.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back. Dr. Jean Houston is joining me here today. We want to mention a few things before we get to that question of how. You know, how does one do it? You know, here's what I want to say about the how. For most of my life, I didn't know that there were things in the world that could help me either identify what my life was to be about or get clear about the confusion that is happening all around me. Dr. Jean Houston is somebody that has not only provided through her books and her lectures, but one of the most incredible platforms to help people across the globe step in to their life's purpose and beyond. She is also one of the key presenters at this upcoming Women of Wisdom. You know, Jean, I mentioned a little bit about the how. And before we get into that conversation, you have some amazing things that I want to just take a moment and announce, including, you know, your visit to Seattle. Let's start to talk for a minute about this awakening to one's unique purpose and what you've actually provide it for people to help them get there.
Well, I discovered that everywhere that we are living in a time when so many of us are beginning to awaken, and we have to awaken if we're going to survive our time. I mean, to a deep yearning for more meaning, more fulfillment, more passion in our lives. And so many people long to live a life of purpose, meaningful work, deeper relationships, giving one's unique gifts in order to make the world a better place. There's this urgency. And you know, and I find this true for everyone, that the world needs your contribution. But the challenge of waking up sometimes feels like it's just too much, that this may never happen. So here we have all these people with unique gifts, yearning to serve, but not having the platform within which both to ignite the fires of their becoming and then do something about it.
Right.
So what I try to do is that showing people that there is so much more out there for you, more meaning, more purpose, more impact, and that we are at a major shift in values and consciousness and economics and ecology and health. and the shift is trying to happen. So what I try to do is offer various keys. And one key is how to open to the limitless field of possibility within one's body-mind system. As you know, I've spent close to 50 years exploring this. And I show people how to activate new body-mind sensory systems that have been latent or been latent since childhood. And by activating, more capacities in the senses, in the body, we turn on creativity. We activate high-level creativity. And we discover that we are not encapsulated bags of skin dragging around dreary egos. We have within us many, many intelligences, many personalities, much wisdom, many skills. So one of the things that we do is show people how to do it. And by God, by the time they really begin to activate these things, they are simply in a different state of possibility. It is not very difficult to engage in the repatterning, in the regenesis. You know, this is what, and a lot of it has to do with not just the body-mind activation, but the psychological sense that there are depths within depths of us. I mean, the funny example I use is that think of where you're blocked. Now, I, believe it or not, am blocked in writing. I am phobic for writing. But because my father used to try to steal, my father was a comedy writer, and he used to try to insert his stuff into my little school bag and say, hey, kid, your stuff stinks. Here, I brought you a better one to get you an A. And it got to be a whole really dreadful trying to steal my own stuff. So what I did is, I hate to write, but I have, I think it's 26 published books.
Yes.
And 120,000 pages of unpublished material, which came out of my mystery schools, So how do I do this? Because I don't like to write. Jean can't write. But Jean happens to be a very good cook. Because my mother, Maria Annunziata, Serafina Grazia, La Fiorina, Papeccia Tadaro, from Syracuse, Sicily, married Jack Houston of Texas, they hated each other's food. And in order to try to keep them together at the age of 8, I became the world's first fusion cook, making chicken fried polenta. So I'm a really good cook. There's two things I do well. I can talk to any dog, and I'm a very good cook. So the thing is, with this, I bring my skills as a cook. I literally become a cook in order to write. And because, as I said, as a cook, no blocks at all.
Right.
So I add seasonings here. I add the mélange of different sauces of ideas there. And then I turn out all this material. But Jean, as writer, cannot. Every one of us has within us a myriad of personas that if we pay attention and we bring them to stage front, one or another. I mean, what would be some of your other personas, Pat?
Well, I definitely, talking is a persona that I have.
Yes.
But I'm a visualization artist. I mean, I can take multiple images and put them together to make something that you can't describe. I used to be called a learning disabled because I grew up not able to really read very well because every word I read, I saw. Every word you say, every word you say, Jean, I don't hear it, I see it.
Isn't
so it's
kind
of tricking. Yeah, but growing up in our society, you know what they call you, right? You got a learning disability because, I can't do math because I can't see what the number looks like. Mm-hmm. But so that for me, there's this visualization and there's a persona that comes out, when I'm with my friends and it really is, the persona of an artist in a sense.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So you see, you have the artist.
Yeah.
And when you're facing some type of complex issue.
Right.
You become artist.
Absolutely.
You don't become talker. You become artist.
Oh, there's no question
about
it.
And you bring that aesthetic sensibility to seeing the new patterns, the new possibilities. You art it rather than talk it. So that would be a perfect example of doing things with a level of skills that may be latent, but then when you give them a personality, they become overt, they become creative, they become incredibly useful. I mean, that's just one of the things. And then the fact is that we all have a larger story, a greater story, a mythic story. And what we're able to do with this larger story is to become part of the higher role of one's work in the world, because these different inner skills then come together, and clarify, are able to tap in to the higher order of reality, which is there for you, yearning for you. So it's not just the hound of heaven going woof, rah, 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 at your feet, get on with it. It becomes a kind of great guidance. So that's something else that we help people find. Find the great guidance systems, if you will, the higher self that is within and is ready to lead you, to evoke you, to carry you to the appropriate pathways, appropriate abundance, appropriate relationships that then take you and make you a very useful servant of this incredible time in human history.
You know, one of the things that I want to talk about when we come back from break is this idea of this cosmology of sorts,
yes.
You know, the universe and what that means. Because I will tell you something that I never forgot, Jean, and I'm sure you still do this, but I remember attending one of the mystery school events, and I remember you inviting us to meet our quantum partner, our quantum twin. You know, this other person that lived in another universe, so to speak, but had worked out all of the things that we were trying to work out.
Mm-hmm.
And you invited us to have this conversation with that person. And I have to tell you, I have never forgotten that, because as a visual, as an artist, having a conversation with someone that has already worked out the greatest problem in my life, and seeing it visually, was one of the greatest gifts that I've received from you. Jean Houston joining me here today. When we come back, we're going to talk about a new cosmology. But let's talk about what's possible. Who are we really in the universe? How big do we think we are? What is our destiny? What is our purpose? And are we simply miniature? Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to tap into the healer within? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the real doctor is the source that lives within you, that heals within you minute by minute every day? The healer within is the innate intelligence of the human body. When we cut our hand with a piece of glass, we don't have to command the body to close the wound and grow new skin. It knows how to heal itself. We do have to nourish the skin by disinfecting it and remove the glass, or it cannot heal. The innate healer relies upon us to assist in this healing process. Our role is to identify its needs, provide the substances required for the healing, and remove the obstacle. Contact us to achieve optimal health at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
Are you ready for an extraordinary life? Introducing Spectrum Life Design Education. Spectrum seminars and training are intended for you to discover and redesign the core beliefs that generate your life results, circumstances, and experiences. By utilizing a synergistic approach to the art of living, participants are provided with experiential and practical tools that raise their level of consciousness that embrace the whole person, mind, body, heart, and spirit. These principles allow you to transform your ability to engage your authentic yearnings, to profoundly connect with yourself and others, and maximize your potential and greatest dreams. For more information, as well as a course schedule, please visit us at SpectrumLifeDesign.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and I want to share something amazing with you. If you're sick of information and ready for an extreme transformation, then check out world-renowned energy healer Ann Taylor at FasterQuickerBetter.com. She's been creating miracles in tens of thousands of people's lives for over 16 years, and I'm one of those people. You too can easily do the same by simply listening to her recordings. If you want to miraculously eliminate fears, worries, and negative beliefs, then you owe it to yourself to purchase her amazing package, which includes over 50 pieces of healing work. Thanks to Anne's 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Hurry over to FasterBetterQuicker.com and finally experience the quantum leap in consciousness that you truly deserve. Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show and Transformation Talk Radio. If you want to find out more about us, go to Dr. Pat Live or go to TransformationTalkRadio.com, where we are broadcasting, for many of you already know this, positive, spiritual, uplifting talk radio 24/7. And so joining me here today is Dr. Jean Houston. And, you know, honestly, within an hour, there's only so much I can say. But those of you that are in the Seattle area, you're going to be able to get to be in the presence of Jean and experience her message and her work at the upcoming Women of Wisdom conference. And so I just want you to know that. But more than that, I would love to direct you to her website, which is jeanhouston.com. So you can really take a look at the many, many things that she is planning. The tools that I mentioned earlier that I was so fortunate to find 10 years ago or so. And those tools and some of the work that I was able to do in the workshops with Jean and so forth have helped me carve out the life that I'm living today and the life that I'm planning for the future in service of the planet and all of you. Jean, thank you for joining me here today.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Pat. And let me just warn people that my website is now in radical reconstruction. So if they look at it in 2 weeks, they'll find the things that are available for them. But for now, if they go there, we welcome people to sign up for our newsletter, which they would get in a few days, and that's good enough. So they'll be on to what we're doing. And what I'm doing right away, in addition to the Women of Wisdom, which I highly recommend people come to, is I'm giving a 7-week course that people have found to be, which really trains people in these incredible discoveries of who and what they are. And they can actually get a preview of the course if they go to, one word, purposeanddestiny.net, purposeanddestiny.net. And then they can sign up for really being able to be on the what we call the three keys call, purposeanddestiny.net. And if they want to go directly to the course, awakenyourpurposecourse.com, awakenyourpurposecourse. But purposeanddestiny.net will take them into something. But, yes, we try to train people. I'm going to be training people more and more virtually now. In fact, my mystery school is now moving virtually, and in a couple of weeks they'll be able to find it on my website.
I love it. You know, in this is what I know. I got to experience quite a bit of time with you that really helped me step out of a very small box that I was living in, Jean. Mm-hmm. And you know that. And I use that and the things that I've learned to this day. I mentioned my quantum partner, which is amazing.
Yes.
But here we are. You know, let's take a snapshot of us in time and our pop culture and how that relates to the global consciousness of the world. You know, I mentioned this thing called cosmology, but I also mentioned this thing that we refer to as a universe. And we're seeing so many things right now that people are in awe of, and you and I chatted about them during the break. You know, we're seeing what's showing up in our pop culture. We're seeing what the movies that people are going to. You know, we're experiencing some things that are so part of the vast imagination that each of us has that sometimes it's hard to believe what's real and what's imagination. And I want to ask you that question, Dr. Jean. What's real? What's imagination?
Well, reality and imagination are on a continuum with each other. If you did not have imagination, you would have very little reality, you know. We are the imaginative beings. And I think that what is happening with the extraordinary evolution and revolution in cosmology since 1998, is showing that we are the universe in miniature. And that in point of fact, we have access through certain kinds of different states of consciousness to really tap into a vast amount of intelligence, understanding, creativity. You know, as you know, I've studied 55 of some of the most creative people in the world, and I find that in every case, they use their minds to tap into these vaster resources. You know, you talked about the exercise that I did with you on the quantum partner.
Yeah.
And the quantum partner is essentially a very personal way of tapping into incredible creativity and being put on a higher track. Now, whether you see it as the ancients did, as what we call gods, or, if you will, numinous borderline persons, or as some incredible cosmological possibility which then is contained within a very personal relationship, and you can call them anything, but whatever they are, when you get in touch with this higher self, this higher essence that is, seems to be there uniquely for you, even though it may be generally known, you know, what happens is that suddenly something fires in your brain, your body, your heart, and you're put into, you discover that you unfold into a higher dispensation of being. Now, what has happened since we now learn that we are cosmological beings, that we are cosmic agents, that we are that great crossroads between cosmology and biology, and this that we're discovering now, and that we have the same patterns within us that the great universe has, regardless of how large it is. The largeness or the smallness doesn't seem to make any difference. It's the fact that we are, if you will, cosmic agents,
yeah.
And we have this immense possibilities. Now, as we become aware of this, it shifts everything in our psyche. And this is probably one of the most powerful things that we do in our work, because as we put people into a whole new suit of being, not a suit of clothes, but a suit of being, and these latencies within them, these capacities to vision, to dream, to create, to manifest, in a sense to do a higher order of magic, this becomes available because they have been moved to the next part of their emerging, their evolving humanity.
Well, you know, this is really the question that many people ask. You know, is it just for the James Camerons of the world? Or, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We're really kind of cool at stepping into the wonderful things that people create, the creative energy of things. You know, my gosh, can we have any more vampire movies? Can we have any more television series where the vampire, the werewolf, and the ghosts get together and form a whole new coven of things? Right? Fighting all the bad vampires. You know, metaphorically, we're probably talking about stuff in our society. But here we are, and we think, oh, wait, maybe James Cameron was destined just like Einstein was. And we forget that we have our own innate power. How can we, Gene, and I know the work that you do certainly helps us realize James Cameron?
Well, James Cameron, of course, is a very great filmmaker and artist, and he just happened to have come along at the right time, because in the past, in the Renaissance, he would have been a painter, you see.
Yes.
And in this world, he sees these new textures, these new colors. I mean, Avatar, which really shows, is a kind of epiphany of color, isn't it? The people are blue, the world is highly sensate. But what it really is about, so that he becomes a kind of leading edge figure, but really a metaphor for what we all contain within ourselves. We all have within us, we dream other civilizations. We dream the deeper culture of the psyche. But if to bring it down to earth, let me give you a story
sure.
of someone that I worked with who did not know she had these capacities. She was a woman in a very good size, very, very good size Middle West town. And she was involved in community affairs, but she knew that there was a great deal more. And this housewife. And so she began, what we began to do is to help her work in her inner imagery, envisioning a community of workers who could make things happen. And I asked her to think and see what her role would be. And she saw herself being there in the center of these community meetings, making things happen. And so she then went with the other, she went down and she found out what does the community really need. And she helped her co-workers envision. And when they began to envision, there was none of the old habit structures, but they found that they needed a safe place for the teenagers to hang out. And somebody else said that the local independent bookstore needed support. Or others found senior centers. And she got them to imagine it, to write about it, to read about it, to talk about it. And she got them to find allies, because having allies is very important in getting your purpose and destiny on track. And she's told them how creativity activates the artistic process to recharge their imagination. This all came, of course, through our work. and she began with her allies to organize festivals and weigh out ideas and new expressive forms, groups of people landscaping the town square, starting a craft co-op, building a playground. And she said, you know, Jean, there's nothing that the human imagination working in community cannot accomplish. And so she had a genius to honor the capacities of others. And what she then did is, I said, well, why don't you run for mayor? This is a good-sized town. And she did, and she won. And she became and has been reelected for 7 terms, and she's now the president of the United States Mayor's Conference.
Wow.
Now, this was a housewife who was just interested in community affairs. But by using this work, you can see the exponential growth, because it's almost as if reality says, wow, there's a live one. And then the opportunities, the synchronicities come your way, and you begin to grow into a whole new order of possibility.
Well, you know, part of this has to do with all of us understanding that we can make a difference. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the art and the mystery of making a difference. You know, it's not just for the Bonos and the James Camerons and the Angelina Jolies in the world. What is it that's of enormous vibrational benefit to us when we do something in contribution or in service of another? Well, Dr. Jean knows a lot about that. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back.
What if someone could show you how to tap into vibrant health in 90 minutes? What if someone could have you listening to and following your heart's desires? What if someone could have you feel deep and abiding freedom throughout every cell of your being? What if someone could tap into your inherent abundance easily and effortlessly? Alina Frank is that someone. Alina can help you clear anything that energetically stands in your way from attaining the health, wealth, and freedom you were born to enjoy. Using EFT tapping, set yourself free with EFT. Why wait for a miracle when you can tap your power now? Visit www.tapyourpower.net. That's www.tapyourpower.net.
I was dealing with anxiety and depression, and nothing seemed to help me. Then I started to work with Dr. Schaub's Breakthrough Program. In just a few sessions, he helped me to finally understand and heal the deeper root cause of my challenges. As a result, I feel more centered and confident than ever before. And now I have the tools which will continue to support me throughout my life's journey. Dr. Schaub's approach has changed my life.
Hello, I'm Dr. Friedman Schaub, and I work with people across the globe to help them break through anxiety and depression and access their true potential. If you are ready to bring back confidence, joy, and meaning in your life, call us to schedule a free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit our website at cellularwisdom.com. That's cellularwisdom.com.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Are you looking for that special gift that will uplift, inspire, and give a heart a voice to express itself? Let our 365 messages of gratitude box diffused in English and French connect you daily with the essence of gratitude. Open daily a message of gratitude and gracefully move through your day. Offer this gift of gratitude to a hostess, a teacher, a mentor, an elder, anyone who inspires you to feel gratitude. Visit our Gratitude Living Boutique at explorationgratitude.com. That's explorationgratitude.com.
With a little love and some tenderness, we'll walk upon the water.
Welcome back, everyone. Make sure you all check out womenofwisdom.org. The lineup of 4 speakers there and workshops is Amazing. Dr. Jean Houston will be joining us there as well. She's joining me here today. I want to make sure for those of you out there that if you do sign up for her newsletter, it's really easy to do. I would suggest you do that because, as she said before, there are many things that are going to change. Just like our website on Transformation Talk Radio, that's going to be changing in the next couple of weeks as well. You can go to www.jeanhouston.com. Check it out. There are a lot of things there, including the 7-week online course that we mentioned and much more. Jean, thank you for joining us here today.
Thank you. And by the way, if they go to Purpose and Destiny, one word, purposeanddestiny.net, they'll find out more about this 7-week course.
Beautiful. Good. Purposeanddestiny.net, everybody. The art and mystery of making a difference.
Yes.
You know what? I love, and I mentioned this earlier, I love that Time Magazine picked the protester as the person of the year.
Yes, please.
I don't know how many people think that that was great. I happen to think that, mm-hmm. because it really does bring to the forefront this idea that each of us really can make a difference. And I think sometimes when the outside conditions seem so unmanageable for an individual person, we actually forget, don't we?
Well, we do forget. But, you know, together we are making a difference. That's why I think it's always important for every that if you really feel that way, find similar people who think the way you do. Get together at least once a month. Talk about what is possible. Empower each other. I call these teaching learning communities. You know, use my books, use other people's books, do exercises together, grow your minds, visualize, dream, support each other. And then you find that something rises in your midst and you find that you just have to go out and make the difference and do this. And so it's another order of human abilities and an understanding that you, and I'm talking to everybody there, you have the great privilege to have been born into the most critical time in human history. And so we need to learn to tap into the creative workshops of the mind, to solve problems, to bring forth art, poetry, invention, to direct our mood so that we're not taken up by negative real estate of the mind, you know, to align ourselves with a higher self. You have a higher self. Really dream and know that you have a higher self who is yearning for you as much as you may yearning for that, you see. And of course, critical to this whole transformation in the nature of civilization, which is compelling a passage beyond the mindset and institutions millennia, is a partnership society. And this is happening all over the world. Maybe the single most important thing happening, in which women are joining men in the full social agenda. And since women tend to emphasize, and I'll talk about this one at the Women of Wisdom, tend to emphasize process over product, being rather than doing, deepening rather than end-goaling, it is inevitable that as a result of this partnership, the old linear solutions will yield to a knowing that comes from seeing things as a whole rather than as discrete facts. And orchestrating the incredible complexity of our time, you know. So we are creating a new social pattern in which humanity and the earth are each enhanced within the context of what has become, Pat, a collective destiny.
Yeah.
And as
yeah.
the old forms break down, I believe that a more complex and inclusive global organism is coming into being. And we are the living cells within this new organism. And we are being rescaled to earthwide proportion in our responsiveness. And we are, that's why we have to become, know ourselves as having access to this interconnected world, as this mind, this the mind of the planet taking a walk with itself. It's a kind of world child bearing the world mind, and it exists as a kind of cosmic fetus in each of us. And so that is why one of the things that I go for in my work is to help people find a psyche and a spirit that is deep enough to sustain all this, because the depths are breaking through. There's a spiritual renaissance occurring everywhere.
You know what I find interesting, Jean? And I realized this the other day, and I want to talk about this and ask you about this. I was sitting there and I looked at my collection of books that I've read over the past, you know, several years, books that I have just finished, and a book series that I'm doing. So let's talk about this. The Harry Potter series.
Yes.
Author J.K. Rowling. The Twilight series. Author Stephanie Meyer.
All women, yes.
Right. The Hunger Games series. Right.
Collins, yes.
Yes. So let's chat about this for a minute in the light of what the Dalai Lama said about the role that women would play.
Now, Western women particularly is what he said.
Here are these women, and you want to talk about out of the box. Holy cow. If you just look at J.K. Rowling, that would be one thing. But take a look at the whole Hunger Games series. You know, so let me ask you, do you believe women are the creative force to lead the way? And I don't take these books lightly. I really do believe that what people are writing about and what's being created, you know, has a lot to do with the psyche.
Well, I think women are taking time and space to tap into their psyche. And thus these imaginative forms that are rising are, in a sense, prophetic of new kinds of humanity emerging, not vampires and demons, but new forms of humanity. At the same time, and this is the little secret that we talk about at the United Nations, when you look around the world and you find out who is making the difference, who's out there calling the new projects, following through, making things happen, 70 to 80% in the world today are women.
Mm-hmm.
Now, many of them are women of a certain age. You know, postmenopausal zest is no mere metaphor.
I think that's a book title for you, Jean. Women of a Certain Age.
Women of a Certain Age. But I find, you know, they've had their kids or they've done the equivalent thereof, and they're out there, and they're just, they have a huge amount of experience, and they've given themselves spiritual time to have access to their depths. And so they bring these extraordinary capacities to bear upon the world. And this is, you know, this is what is happening. Now, this is releasing men to be what they can be, not caught in the old roles. So it is really women and men in a tremendous new partnership with terrible backlash. Of that, there is no question.
Yes.
How do you change the modes of millennia in essentially what is really a few hundred months?
Well, you know, and this has really been the challenge all along. But don't you think, I mean, you know, and this is, first of all, let me thank you for joining me here today. The hour always goes so quickly. But don't you think that, you know, the first part of this is really the acknowledgement that we actually can contribute and change?
Well, I think we acknowledge it, and we know that we are part of a tremendous historic movement.
Mm-hmm.
So history itself is buoying us up. You know, one of the things that, let me just give a quick exercise for people. Make three long columns. At the top of the first column, just write, what do I want from the universe?
Mm.
And then free association, just write down. This is private to you. You won't show it to anybody. This top of the second column, what does the universe want from me? Don't worry about the logic. Just flow. Let the answers flow down.
I love this.
And the third column, what do we, meaning the universe and I, want together? Don't worry about it. Just do this. And do this for a week, because it may change. But you will find that greater clarity and greater focus will emerge out of such an exercise in many cases.
I think what we're going to do is we're going to pull the audio from this show, and we're going to put that out in our newsletter to 10,000 people and give them an opportunity to join Dr. Jean Houston, all of us. Thank you, Jean. I can't wait to see you again. Thank you so much.
See you very soon, Pat. It will be lovely.
Oh, I love it. Thank you all for tuning us in and turning us on. What a great lineup of shows today. And we've got more to come tomorrow for those of you out there. Don't forget my BBS radio show tonight. You'll be able to listen if you go to Transformation Talk Radio at 6 o'clock. Thank you, Benny, for a fabuloso pushing all the buttons. And thank you, Brian, as well. We'll see you all next time on the Dr. Pat Show.
Listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.